Even if it's brain tissue damage, one of the psychologists said, there are experiments going on now in the removal of small sections from each hemisphere to abort competing gestalt processing. They believe eventually this may cause the original hemisphere to regain dominance. However, the problem there is that then the individual may only receive partial impressions, incoming sense data, for the rest of his life. Instead of two signals, he gets half a signal, which is equally impairing, in my opinion. Yes, but partial non-competing function is better than no function, since twin competing cross-queuing amounts to zero recept form. You see, Fred, the other man said, you no longer have... I will never drop any substance D again, Fred said, for the rest of my life. How much are you dropping now? Not much. After an interval, he said, more recently, because of job stress. They undoubtedly should relieve you of your assignments, one psychologist said. Take you off everything. You are impaired, Fred, and will be a while longer, at the very least. After that, no one can be sure. You may make a full comeback, you may not. How come, Fred grated, that even if both hemispheres of my brain are dominant, they don't receive the same stimuli? Why can't their two whatevers be synchronized, like stereo sound is? Silence. I mean, he said, gesturing, the left hand and the right hand, when they grip an object, the same object, should... Left-handedness versus right-handedness? As for example, what is meant by those terms with, say, a mirror image, in which the left hand becomes the right hand. The psychologist leaned down over Fred, who did not look up. How would you define a left-hand glove compared to a right-hand glove, so a person who had no knowledge of those terms could tell you which you meant, and not get the other, the mirror opposite?
A left-hand glove, Fred said, and then stopped.
It's as if one hemisphere of your brain is perceiving the world as reflected in a mirror. Through a mirror, see? So left becomes right, and all that that implies. And we don't know yet what that does imply, to see the world reversed like that. Topologically speaking, a left-hand glove is a right-hand glove pulled through infinity.
Through a mirror, Fred said. A darkened mirror, he thought. A darkened scanner.
And St. Paul meant, by a mirror, not a glass mirror. They didn't have those then, but a reflection of himself when he looked at the polished bottom of a metal pan. Luckman, in his theological readings, had told him that. Not through a telescope or lens system, which does not reverse. Not through anything but seeing his own face reflected back up at him, reversed, pulled through infinity.
Like they're telling me. It is not through glass, but as reflected back by a glass. And that reflection that returns to you, it is your face, but it isn't. And they didn't have cameras in those old days. And so that's the only way a person saw himself. Backward. I have seen myself backward. I have, in a sense, begun to see the entire universe backward, with the other side of my brain